We're joined today by Tom Ellis, who is with the Solidarity Committee of Capital District. And we've done a number of segments over the last year or so about the Champlain Hudson Power Express that would pull down 1,250 megawatts of power from up in Canada down to New York City. A couple of weeks ago, we reported that Governor Hochul and NYSERDA announced that the Champlain Hudson Power Express had been selected as the one to, you know, do this transmission facility. But a lot of environmental groups, indigenous groups, still remain opposed to it. So, Tom, what's the present status with this project, and why are, you know, so many groups opposed to it?
Hi, Mark. Great to be on the show. Well, the present status is that it was proposed in 2010. The Public Service Commission approved it in 2013. Construction hasn't started, so it's years behind schedule. The Public Service Commission is going to hold a hearing on October 20th concerning amendments that the developer of Chippy it has made, and they're seeking comment on that. So I'll be speaking at that hearing.
And so can people submit written comments at that hearing?
Yes, people can always submit comments to the Public Service Commission.
Now, I was just reading an article from one of the upstate papers, and you know exactly what the New York State has agreed to in terms of Champlain Hudson Power Express, a little bit unclear. You know, the initial media reports was that, you know, the contract was awarded. Others have indicated, no, this means we're negotiating the contract now. What is actually the legal status? And, you know, besides this hearing, are there legal challenges being planned to it?
Well, I'm confused, too. The legal status, as I understand it, is that the Public Service Commission still needs to make additional approvals for it to go forward, that there is no contract yet between the Transmission Developers Incorporated, which is a Blackstone investment group, in New York City to buy the power. There are a number of groups who are opposed to it. The Solidarity Committee opposes it. Hudson Riverkeeper, which signed on in 2013 when the Public Service Commission approved it, they did so with the support of Hudson Riverkeeper and Scenic Hudson. Hudson Riverkeeper 2 years ago indicated that they would no longer support the project. They issued a statement that came after a meeting that that I attended along with Roberta Benefiel of the Labrador Land Protectors and Meg Sheehan of the North American Mega Dam Resistance Alliance and Annie Wilson, a longtime activist opposed to Canadian electricity imports into the United States. There's a number of Native groups in Canada that oppose it. The Innu First Nation of Pessimit, the Atikamekw First Nation of Wamataki, and the three Anishinaabek First Nations of Pikagon, Lac Simon, and Kitsisikik have also opposed it. The North American Mega Dam Resistance Alliance opposes it. Some Sierra Club people in New York City and in New York State oppose it, although the exact position of Sierra Club is kind of ambiguous. The Clearwater Group has never taken a stand on it. Scenic Hudson issued a press release with Hudson Riverkeeper saying that they supported the Public Service Commission's approval of Chippy. But when I talked to Ned Sullivan, the president of Scenic Hudson, a few years ago, he said that Scenic Hudson neither supports nor opposes it. Last year, I sent an email to him, and a Scenic Hudson attorney emailed me back saying that Scenic Hudson has never supported Chippy, which in my view is a lie. I think Scenic Hudson is trying to hide the fact that they have supported Chippy all along, and they're hoping that nobody notices that they support Chippy. So it's very controversial. It's very interesting, actually.
So different groups oppose it for different reasons. I guess some people oppose it because of its impact on indigenous lands. Other people oppose it because of creation of dams and reservoir can actually have a negative impact upon methane emissions and climate change. And some people oppose it because they believe the investment of, you know, $1 billion plus, you know, should go into developing renewables and jobs based in New York State.
I oppose it for all of those reasons. I know some of the environmental justice organizations in New York City oppose it because they think that it would be much better to spend money in New York City and in the metro area improving the efficiencies of buildings, which would reduce the need for energy and electricity, putting solar panels on top of some of the flat roof buildings in the outer boroughs in particular. You know, there's tens of thousands of buildings in New York City, and there's parking lots where solar panels could be installed. This would provide a lot of jobs. And in addition, there's, I'm sure you know, there's a lot of talk of building big windmills off of New York City on Long Island Sound. Some of these would be 5 or even 10 megawatts on one platform. And the state and the national government are very heavily promoting these now. So in 10 or 15 years, there could be hundreds of these windmills operating 20 or 30 miles off of New York City and New Jersey. And so I think a lot of people would rather invest the money in New York City, in near New York City, rather than exporting $500 million, $700 million, or $1 billion every year out of the New York City economy to Canada to pay for imported electricity. To me, that makes a lot of sense. Keep the money circulating within New York City, provide the jobs in New York City. The Chippy project would create a few hundred temporary jobs and a couple of dozen permanent jobs, whereas investing a similar amount of money on the things that I just mentioned would generate, you know, thousands or even tens of thousands of jobs. And there's lots of people in New York City who've never had a good job. And this is a chance for them to get into the building trades and to get onto a career track and to get to be making $50,000 or $75,000 or $100,000 a year for the rest of their life. I mean, that's what we should be doing, I think.
Now, you mentioned that on October 20th, there's a hearing on with the Public Service Commission. Why the state gives conflicting statements as to where exactly they are in the process? What's the Public Service Commission's anticipation as to what is their process after the hearing in terms of whatever role they have in signing off on the project?
I'm not sure I can answer that, the entire question. I know that the developer of Chippy is frequently submitting amendments to change the project. The project is like would be a 340-mile long transmission line, and it would run, would cross the border on land from Canada into Clinton County, and then it would go into the Lake Champlain. It would be buried in two trenches under Lake Champlain until it gets near Whitehall, then it would come ashore through Washington and Saratoga, Schenectady, Albany, and Greene County, go into the Hudson River, I think near Catskill, be buried in two trenches underneath the Hudson River to Rockland County. Then it would come ashore in Rockland County for about 5 miles, and then it would come back out into the Hudson River, and it would go into the East River and the Harlem River, and it would come ashore at Astoria. So the developers are constantly tweaking the project, but some of these tweaks are more than tweaks. And the hearing on the 20th concerns the developers have submitted an application to allow the addition of a new interconnection point in the capital region to enable upstate renewable generation facilities to transmit electric power to New York City.
Tom, we're out of time. If people want more information about this, is there a website or something?
Yes, you can go to the North American Mega Dams Resistance Alliance, NAMRA, N-A-M-R-A.
Thank you very much, Tom Ellis, Solidarity Committee of the Capital District. And this has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network.